Did you have a good sleep?
叫得很响，再隔半个钟头我就知道你们睡得好不好。
Half hour later, I will truly know if you had a good sleep.
今天早上我们所谈的题目是信心的真相。
This morning we'll be talking about the true essence, the nature of faith.
那么我们知道根据圣经，信心是认识神的条件。
According to the Bible, faith is a requirement of knowing God.
在新的所谓 New King James 的翻译里面说， faith without faith， 所以前面解释掉了这个字， it is impossible to please him。如果没有信心的话，是不可能得到神的喜悦的。中文说不能，其实这个字是更强一点，同时也是说因为神赏赐那寻求他的人。寻求这两个字在原文的里面是努力追寻的意思，不是我找找看啊，看看的意思。
And also it's in the Bible it says that God is a rewarder to those who diligently seek after him。
信心到底是什么？
So what is faith?
第一点，看见信心是一种本能，就是所有的人都会信。
So actually faith is an instinct, it's a nature that everyone has faith.
信心其实就是一种选择。
And then faith is a choice.
你老，你年纪幼，你有学问，你没有学问，你有钱，你没有钱，跟一切别的关系都没有关系，是一个人每个人都会的样子。
Regardless your age, your race, your education level, everyone has to make this choice.
有人常说我不会信，我不能信，这句话是不对的。
And someone say I just cannot believe, and this is not true.
因为是你不愿意信。
Actually, it's because you are unwilling, you don't want to believe.
我早上跟大家讲说为什么这句话是可以成立的。
And I want to tell you why I said this.
昨天晚上在这里的会众们认识这两个人。
And last night, the congregation here, they should know these two people.
对于别的人当 you are clueless, 这是我的老三的老大，老三的老二。
They are my grandchildren.
The number one of the number three, the two of the number three, our three kids. 那么他们要走到街上来的时候，我们家是有一个规矩的。
When they walk on the street, we have a rule for them.
很简单的两个字 ，hold hands.
Hold hands.
如果你没有拉到别人的手的话，你不可以走到街上去的。
You cannot walk on the street unless you hold hands.
那么有一天，他们在 Boston 的一个小路上面。
And one day they were walking on this small street.
是在马路上。
It's on the road.
这个小的呢就知道说要拉住一只手才有平安，才有安全。
So the younger one, he knows that he has to hold hands to have safety.
所以大人说你要拉住手才能去，他就相信要拉住手，拉住什么手他不在乎了，反正拉住了一个手。
So if the adult says holding hands, so that's all he believes, all he wants to do is to hold hands.
他不晓得中国人有一句话说他的姐姐呢是泥菩萨过江自身难保。
But he didn't know his sister actually is not such a safe person that can protect him.
信心就是我相信这个事情。
And faith is that I believe in this thing.
是一个本能。
It is instinct.
它是一种选择。
It's a choice.
它是一种超自然的一个礼物。
It is a gift. It's a supernatural gift.
是自然界里没有东西有这样东西叫做自由，可以自己选择这回事。
There's no such thing in the universe that you can say, this is up to me.
因为自然律是全然控制，自然的现象是控制在自然律的下面。
Because the natural phenomena is totally, completely controlled by these natural laws.
只要要事情发生，我们知道说有的时候不大知道，我们相信自然在后面。这事情发生没有什么突然，也没有什么意外，也没有什么神奇，它是必然要发生的。
A lot of things that happen, we know there's no surprise. These things ought to happen this way.
在自然界里发生的现象，它不是我要高兴发生。这个台风说我高兴要到 Florida 来吹一吹，它没有自由的。
Even the hurricanes do not have the freedom to say, I am going to come here or there.
因为自然律严格地控制所有的自然现象。
Because natural laws complete the natural phenomena.
如果不是这样子的话，我们也没什么科学可以做。
Oh, if not so, then there will be no science.
那么，可是有一样东西呢，我刚刚讲说，人呢是有我可以选择的自由。
But for humans, we have the freedom of choice.
他的选择最重要的一个选择是我信不信的问题，所以这个选择对人的生命是有极大关系的。
And the most important is whether you choose to believe or not, which matters a lot to your life.
我们看天上的星象，最特别的一样东西叫做彗星。
We see this a very unique phenomenon is a comet.
这些东西呢，它不大讲什么道理，有时候出现，有时候不出现，就有点神奇。
For this, it doesn't have a rule that you can follow.
后来慢慢知道说，其实他们也是在简单的牛顿的定律严格的控制下面。
Actually, they are controlled by the Newton's natural law.
所以有些彗星跑来是又会跑来又会跑来，叫做周期性的彗星 periodic comets.
Okay, so some are periodic comets.
有两个俄国人呢，他就发现了一个彗星叫做 67P.
This was discovered by a Russian scientist.
I was hoping you'll pronounce it.
Sure, Mark. Whatever.
Right. 它是人类发现的第67颗周期性的彗星。
This is the 67th periodic comet that discovered.
为什么我们要来看彗星呢？
Why we talk about comets?
因为这个人的生命很有关系。
This has something to do with our life.
怎么样有关系法呢？
How is it relative?
科学家说，到底生命哪里来的？
Where does the life come from?
那是从太空来的。
It is from the space.
那么地球怎么形成的呢？
How the earth was formed?
科学家有他们一定的想法。
They have their own theories.
那么我不知道这个是只能稍微不亮一点，因为你们的确看不见，能不能让灯按下来？
This is a solar system.
那么在外面这个太阳系形成的时候，大部分的质量都被太阳拿去了 99.99%， 所有的质量呢都在太阳这里。
And most of the energy is absorbed by the sun.
我说的嘛，那么剩下的一些质量呢就在一些行星的里面。
And the remaining mass was distributed into their planet.
还有一些没有用到的材料呢。
Some are unused materials.
就是在更远的一个所谓的 Kuiper Belt 这里面。
They are scattered there.
非常远。
Very, very far.
我们晓得说这个蓝蓝的叫做叫做这个最外面的这个星啊，叫做冥王星 Pluto。
Pluto is on the
再进来一点是 Neptune， 这个蓝蓝的星呢是 Neptune， 是中国人叫它海王星。这个地球呢是在太阳的边边上面，它的轨迹你都看不见。
And Earth
is 在里面。
Earth is very small. You can hardly see the orbit.
那么这是整个太阳系这样，这有八，这里是连这个的话是九个行星在里面转转转转转。
This is a whole solar system.
有的时候呢，这个在 Kuiper Belt 里面这些没有用到的材料，主要是灰尘跟冰块，主要是冰块，那里很冷啊。
The dust and the ice are not used in the solar system.
比如说会碰一碰
，and they bump into each other.
然后轨迹改变
，and they change the orbit.
被太阳吸进来
，they are sucked by.
不论跑进来就变成一个彗星
，and they come in become a comet.
彗星上面就是太阳系形成的时候的那些材料。
So in the comet actually was made of the mass that when the solar system was born.
如果我们能够到彗星上看一看，说上面有没有 DNA 啦，有什么样的有什么样的化学物质啦。
If we go to the comet and see all the chemical compounds or elements.
也许我们可以想着说，哦，地球的生命可能怎么来的？这是科学家下面做的事情。
And they probably can figure out how the life on Earth established.
所以这个 67P 呢， 是在1969年左右发现的这个彗星呢，它每六年半跑到太阳系来一次。
So this comet was discovered in 1969, and it periodically will come back to the solar system.
因为彗星是冰做的啊，对，没有爱，
没有爱，
所以它来到太阳系里太多次就被太阳挥发掉就没有了，所以为什么在天上会有什么彗星呢？
So the comet, every time it came closer to the solar system, the ice will be evaporated, so it becomes smaller and smaller.
所以现在有个统计师说，现在有个彗星呢，每六年半来一次。所以呢，我们想办法登陆这个彗星，拿一点彗星上的材料看一看，到底是什么东西在上面。
So since this comet will come visit the solar system every 6.5 years, so we try to see if we can get some material out of it.
这个彗星是很远很远地方来的。
It come from such a far away place.
然后它每六年半来一次的意思就跑得很快。
And every 6.5 years when it comes in such a fast way.
所以我们要放火箭上去，火箭上去要登陆在这个彗星上面。
So we have to get a rocket up there to go to this comet.
这个彗星不到三英里这么大，这个小小的一个东西。
It's the size of this comet is not larger than 3 miles.
又在上面 tumbling 转，又在转，每小时
是。And it turns so fast.
7000万公里，137万公里，跑得很快，每个钟头跑得很快。
Every hour is.
那我们怎么放火箭上去？
How can you reach it?
啊哈，科学家很聪明。
We have a way.
我告诉你他们怎么上去的。
How do they land on the comet?
现在要注意看啊。好，那么现在我们要放个彗星上去了。
Wow. You pay attention to this.
这是一个 solar system animation, 不是真的啊，是画出来的，部分呢是按照 data 画的。这样东西去上这个彗星上是有12年的预备。
12 years in preparation.
在我听一下，在2004年3月2号放了火箭上去。
In March 2nd, 2004, we launched a rocket.
那么，因为人的资源有限，火箭不能跑得太快。
Because the limitation of this, the resources of humans is that
can't run very fast. 让那个火箭一放出去之后
，So the when the rocket was launched,
12年之后要跟这个彗星。
And after 12 years, then the rocket will finally land.
而且还要登陆在那个上面。
Will finally land it on
the
comet on this very tiny comet.
所以它一定要很准确的把它打入。
It has to be very precise.
要登陆的话，它的速度要跟彗星几乎是完全一样才行。
It has to be in such a it has to be very precise and
they have to have the
same speed.
不然的话叫做太空碰撞，不叫做登陆。
Otherwise, it will be just crush and crash.
所以呢，他们选了黄道吉日，就是在2004年3月2号这一天的选择，这个的时候都是刻意的计算的选择。
So after a scientific research, they decided on March 2nd.
所以放出去之后呢，就不再有什么控制了。
So after it went out, then it's out of your control.
换句话说，人相信自然要 take care. 这个十二年之后，这个东西要到彗星上面。
We leave it to the natural law. After 12 years, we know it's going to land. We hope it will land on the comet.
这是太阳。
This is the sun.
这是水星。这个是水星，这是地球。这是地球啊。然后呢？我看起来，这是水星，这是金星，这是地球。Anyway, 这是地球，主要的是这个白的线是火箭走的线。
说起
the white trajectory is marked out by the rocket called Rosetta. 啊，这是很特别的一样东西。All right, 那就开始在走了，走到一年之后。
This is after 1 year.
那么到那里的时候呢，它。又回到地球附近来。
They will return to the vicinity of the Earth.
所以在太空上面转了一大圈，然后地球在走的时候，它又回到地球来。地球把这个火箭呢就吸进来，叫地心引力嘛，对吧？把它吸进来，但是不是吸到地球里，是把它再丢出去，所以把它吸进来，抛出去，这样子。
the gravity of the earth works this way. It will pull in the comet and then pull it out.
Throw it out.
So that is more speedy.
还是不够快.
Not enough.
所以继续走.
So continue to work on this way.
走走走走走走走走. 然后呢? 又回到地球来.
Then will be within the Earth orbit again.
然后不是回到地球来，回到地球来之后，进到火星的附近，
oh,
比较远点。
Will be closer to the Mars.
然后被火星吸进来。
Then will be pulling by the Mars.
又被火星丢出去。
And throw out by Mars.
又拿回去往地球丢。
And towards the Earth.
而且你跑得快，跑得快。
So that's faster.
跑到地球来。 现在走走走走走走走， 然后又被地球的重力拉进去丢出去， 现在跑得更快。
Now it's getting faster and faster.
那么先不管它，这个时候它还干些别的事情，不管它， 走走走，现在已经跑进来了， 然后又被地球吸进来。
The third time it would pull in.
五年之后又把它丢出去， 这下丢得很远了。
This time it become farther away.
这是这个彗星， 这是火箭。 追追追追追追追！现在火箭越跑越快，这个它是丢的很快，这比这个还快一点。追追追，它在里面，所以它快一点。
It became accelerated.
赶上，10月2号赶上，然后再走2天，然后他把照片照下来，因为要拿去登陆，要看哪里好登陆了。
And take some pictures.
8月的时候，前年August，再走走走到8月，然后就开始照片，照完相之后呢，然后决定好一个地方呢，然后在11月呢就登陆。And
in November it finally landed.
然后这火箭啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪越来越靠近，这个时候它要把气球给地球了，现在是离太阳最近的时候，就说它能量最高的时候，太阳最亮的时候。 所以当他就把很多的能量吸进来呢，就可以去挖东西啊，去探测啊，说我到底有什么天幕啦，有什么 DNA 啦，就干这种事情。Use
a solar energy digging up all the material, the DNAs or.
你说巧不巧，太空这么大，你在这里在12年以前嘣嘣的火箭出去，12年之后就跑到这个地方，哪里有这种事，哪有这么凑巧的事？
Wow, this is not a coincidence. 12 years later, and in such a immense space.
自然也非常的准确。
And you will see there's a natural law.
什么叫做我高兴我不高兴？
It's not up to how you like it.
什么叫做自由选择？
It's not the freedom of choice.
所以人的相信这样事情，说明人跟万物都不一样。
And the way we can believe this is tells us we're different from all the other creations.
自由的选择，给人生命的意义，甚至态度。
The freedom of choice has a lot to do with our life.
自然界的一个意义，在神创造的时候已经赋予它了。
And the meaning of the universe has been ordained by God.
但是人的意义，人在他自己的选择中间，可以对他自己生命有某一种影响。
But your choice that definitely has a lot to do with how you live your life.
所以信仰这问题，它最主要要考虑的，因为人都可以信。 是你高不高兴？所以最重要的问题是你信的是什么？信仰到底真不真？
So faith is very important. But the most important thing is what do you believe? Is that real? Is that true?
问这个信仰好不好？不是问这个问题。
We do not ask if it's a good belief.
你信仰，哎呀，对我真好啊，有生好多儿子啊，好多孙子啊，升官发财啊，这个我要信。
You like to believe something that will make you have good life, make many children,
幸福平安啊等等，
give you peace.
信仰最重要的关键不是它好不好，这个信仰的对象是不是对你好，而是你说信仰的是不是真的。
So what is pivotal is not how good this belief will bring you, but what you believe, whether what you believe is true.
这就回到我们昨天讲到真实的这个问题了。
So we have to go back to what we talked about last night. What is the reality?
到底信心是什么呢？ 我们知道说信心它是跟理性分不开的一样东西。
What is the truth? We know that the truth and the reason cannot be separated.
因为我们知道要寻求真理的话，我们是需要同时用信心跟科学这两样东西。
We know when we are seeking for truth, we have to use both the truth and the signs and the reason.
在大学里面，通常我们所采取的态度是说， 人只能用科学方法来认识什么是真理。
When in college, sometimes we are taught we can only use scientific method to look for truth.
其实他是讲科学是一种用合理的方法来相信。
But actually, science is to believe in a reasonable way.
科学其实只能告诉我们证明什么是错的。
And science can only tell us what is incorrect.
你做了个实验，跟这个理论相合，并不表示理论对的。
Your experiment has matched some certain theory doesn't mean that you're right, you're true, you get it correct.
The theory is right, theory is not right. 就是说，它只是在这种实验的情形之下没有错。
It can only say that under the circumstances, this conclusion is not right, is not wrong.
所以是没有错，跟它永远对是两回事情。
Not wrong and correct is not the same thing.
所以科学很会进步，对不对？
And science can always advance, make changes.
它如果没有错的话，怎么进步吧？
If science is always correct, then why we have so many advances? So when the improvement comes, actually proves that what you did before, believed before, is incorrect.
我不是乱讲的，我这一生写了大概一百靠近170篇的这个学术论文，物理论文。
I wrote about 170 articles on the physics.
哦，你说哎呀，你很有学问啊。
People say, "Oh wow, you are so that."
你是老百姓不懂，我一直没弄对。
That is because I never got it. I haven't got it right yet.
什么样的实验是好的实验呢？
What is a really a good experiment?
这个有人说。<笑>
I lost my battery.
I can't remember.
Anytime when you do an experiment that proves wrong, even once, then believe the theory is not. It's not correct.
你做再多次它是对的，它不见得是对的。
Regardless how many times you prove that this theory is right.
所以你现在知道了啊，科学是证伪，证明什么是错的。So
now you know science is to prove what is wrong.
那我们怎么知道什么是对的呢？
So how do we know what is right?
啊，对的是要相信的。Then
that takes faith.
信心是让我们知道什么是真实的。
Faith lead us to know what is true.
因为真实的是永远对的。
Because what is true should always be
从前也对。
It was correct before.
我又不能回到从前去做实验，看看从前对不对嘛。
So we can always go back to what the experiment I did before.
将来也对。
It should be true in the future.
我们不做实验的话，要等到以后才能证明了。所以真理不是这样出来的，真理是我相信一定对。哎，这个道理。
The truth is the moment when you say it's correct, then that is true.
牛顿第一定律说静止恒静，这个东西你不许动它，它不动的话永远不动。
The first Newton's law is that everything that's at rest will stay at rest. And emotion will stay always in motion.
Okay,我们怎么知道静止恒静啊？
How do we know this is to be true?
我们看到半天，你懂，大概是不动了。
You say, yeah, perhaps.
从前也不会动，以后也不会动，永远不动。我到底要活多久做这个实验，看它永远动不动。
If it was not moved before and it is not now, but do I have to continue to do this and to prove? How can I do that?
那既然很有道理，我就相信它有道理，真理是这样出来的。
Then seems perfect reasonable, so I will believe this to be being a truth.
但相信是对，现在牛顿定律进一步来以后就可以变成物理专家了。专家先信出来的，你要知道。Once
I believe this, then I build up myself, then I become an expert.
所以呢，信心呢是这样，有些证据，我们叫你们信耶稣。昨天晚上讲是有证据的，这个证据是在乎耶稣基督从死里复活，这是不同的证据啊。
Yes, faith does take some evidence, some proof. And last time we talked about the proof of being Jesus being raised from death.
那么，所以是一个不是我一脸一线一线相信的问题，而是有证据的信心。
It's not a faith that you just close your eyes and say I believe, but it does have evidence.
那么这就是跟科学的用法是一样的啊。And
which is the same as the scientific approach.
这里原来用的字 he has given proof 叫万给万人做可信的凭据。 Given proof 的这个字，在原文字里面用的这个字是 pistis 这个希腊文。And
the given proof in a Greek language is
pistis。好，那么奥古斯丁说，我相信是为了要了解。Augustine
once said, "I believe so I can understand."
所以是从信心带来知识。So
the faith brings in knowledge.
科学到底是什么呢？我们知道一样东西呢？
What is science? How do I know what it is?
其实科学就是科学家所讲的话。
Actually, science is what the scientist told you.
但是哈斯里讲，他说 science is what Professor X, Professor Y, Professor Z said today. 就是专家讲的话叫做科学。
Experts that that becomes.
难道不信他要把他的实验来做一做？
If you don't believe, can you reproduce his science and his experiments?
你难道懂了，所以你在相信吗？
And is that after you totally understand, then you believe?
如果你还想不过，这就是science。你像个鹦鹉会 repeat 就是了。You
are just like a parrot. You just repeat what the other people have said.
但是这是得到知识的第一个来源，是相信吗？
So the first step of getting knowledge is to believe.
你说我只相信我可以了解的，在骗人。If
you say that I only believe what I can understand, then you are lying.
太阳没有动，今天早上太阳上升。我们说没上升，地球在自转，这叫做鬼话。
This morning you say the sun did not move and the earth is rotating.
你如果现在看看太阳有没有爬起来，太阳。 每天都看见，对不对？
And that didn't look right, right? Because you did see the sun rise right this morning.
每个人都看见。Everybody
says that.
我们说没有，地球在转。
Then you say no. It's the earth is rotating.
你看到地球转了？
Did you see the earth rotate?
你怎么知道地球转呢？
How do you know the earth is rotating?
我告诉你，这不是一个简单的问题。
This is not an easy question.
我曾经说过一个从 MIT 拿到 PhD 的学生做我的博士后。I
have a student from MIT, she is a postdoc for me.
那么我就问他，他在我实验室，我就问他，随便问他，就说，我说某某，你记不记得怎么地球自转的证据是什么？
I asked my student, do you remember what is the reason that you say that the earth is rotating around the sun?
他是因为是有 doctoral degree, 所以应该叫他 my colleagues. 那么我对我这个同事呢就说，你记不记得地球自转证据？他说老师，对不起，我忘了。
And my colleague said, sorry, I don't remember.
他现在在清华大学教书，在台湾清华大学教书。She's
now teaching in the Tsinghua University.
我说这样的一个人，他记不大得的话，你们哪里知道
？If she cannot remember, how could you?
你要给我讲个地球自转证据，他讲。Can
you give me the evidence of how the Earth is rotating around?
当然，大家都知道嘛。Everybody
knows this.
但是有几个人知道理由是什么呢？
How many of you know the reason or the evidence?
实际上你就是相信这个事情，是从信心里来的。So
the knowledge resulting from.
据我看呢，如果你从农村里来的话，你知道太阳上山之前，公鸡就会叫的。If
you come from the countryside, you know when before the sun rises, the croak will. You hear the croak every time the sun before the sun rises.
拿个笔记本出来，公鸡几点几分叫，太阳几点几分起来，几月几日天气晴，公鸡几点钟叫，太阳几点钟起来，一年等到完的时候，你得到的结论就说太阳是公鸡叫出来的。
Then you take the data saying, oh, when the croak the clock crows, and then the sun rises, then you take it, stay up for 7 days, then your conclusion will be, when the clock crows, then the sun will rise.
这个叫做科学理论，对吧？
This is a scientific theory, isn't it?
接下来那个科学家有点把所有的东西都放进来，不准降。太阳还是来了，对不对？可以，这个错的，对不对？
If somebody, you know, kind of get rid of all the clocks, then there will be no crowing. Then you see the sun still rising, then you know the theory.
好吧，信心是为了要知道。
So faith is to let us
know.
So what is faith?
那么讲到三二九跟四十九两，这个蛮大的。信心的第一个条，第一个意义是我们要用这个信心讲圣经里讲的信心的意思。We're
talking about the faith, the biblical talk, the biblical faith definition.
因为我跟大家开始的那一章是来说。 人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，对不对？
I told you that without faith, no one can please God.
所以那个字是圣经里用的那个字，除非有圣经里讲那个 faith Christus， 人就不能得神的喜悦。So
that particular faith talks Bible talking about is the only element that can please God.
一个人要来寻求神的话。
When someone is seeking after God,
如果你有信心寻求神的话,
if you have the faith for God,
你必然能够寻见,
then you will find.
因为他必赏赐寻求他的人,
because he will reward those who are seeking diligently for him.
所以这里讲的信, 圣经里讲的那个 pistis.
So this faith we're talking about is a pistis.
跟你讲说，我信，跟你那个信没关系的。
When you say, I believe, this may not be the same as the Bible's faith.
人家知道，有些人有点不知道，觉得物理很难，你们觉得物理难不难呢？
Some people think physics is very hard.
我告诉你，我学物理，我跟我太太两个都学物理，最主要的原因是物理最容易。
My wife and I, we both are studying physics because we think this is the easiest.
这不是吹牛说我聪明，不是意思啊。
I'm not boasting that I am so smart.
真的是容易，你要知道一下。Because
it is truly easy if you know this.
物理是一个外国语文。Physics
is like a foreign language.
它说 force 和力。
We talk about force.
跟你说力没有关系的。
It's different from the force you are talking about in the
physics.
What is the force in physics?
把质量、质量加速度，这个东西叫做力。
Is the speed and the mass together.
那么这个呢，是一个数学的定义。
It is a mathematical definition.
数学本来就是一种语文嘛。
And mathematics is also a language.
所以物理借了中文、借了英文来讲它的事情是骗你的，它真正语文是数学。
So physics is taught in English or Chinese, but that's not so. It's really borrowed from
that.
When you put your strength in, did you put your force in? Actually, physics using this in different ways. If you understand that, then become easy.
当然，你如果知道一些，它这里边有一些question是有帮助，就是基本上面，你要知道说它有它自己的语文。
It has its own language.
圣经也是。
And Bible same way.
但它有些字我们熟悉的字是不是一样？不见得是一样。
We may use the common language, common terms, but it may mean something totally different.
好，到底这个business信是什么意思呢？
What does this faith in Bible mean?
是你自己定义。
And the Bible has a definition.
在约翰福音一章十二节里面讲。
In John 1:12 it says.
第一节就说太初有道，神的话活着。太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，遇到这个道。
It says in the beginning, it said, in the beginning there's a word. The word is God, and God, the word become God.
然后呢，就讲这个道，他的见证，然后讲到十四节的时候，14 verse说，说道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充满的有恩典，有真理。And
it continues on, it says, the word become flesh and dwells in us with grace and the truth.
所以这个道呢，是有一个形体在里面，我们可以看得见、摸得到、认识的一样东西。同时呢，它也是神他自己的本质。
So the word has its beginning and also it has its content.
Yeah, so word has its beginning, word's new beginning. 这个呢，到十二节的时候，就还没有到，还没讲到到十六章呢。到十二节的时候，圣经里说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，在定义了。什么叫做信他名的人呢？
Okay.
凡接待他的。
Verse 12 it says, those who receive him is those who believe in him.
那么这里接待信是什么结果呢？
What is the relationship between receiving and the faith?
他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。He
gives them the authority to be children of God.
所以我们这里讲的信就是福音里面讲的那个信。And
this is the faith that is talked in the Bible.
凡接待他的就是信他们的人。Those
who receive him are the ones who believe in him.
接待他,
receive him
就是信他们的人。
Then are those who believe in him, in his name. There are two questions here.
So first,
who is he?
第二, 什么叫做接待?
What is receiving? This is receiving is a translation.
好了，我刚刚稍微讲到一点说，这里讲他是一直从带太初有道这个 word。 就神的话一直讲讲讲讲下来的，所以我们很自然的想说，这个他就是神的话拿进来成为你的。And
we talked about in the beginning there is word and the word is God.
所以这里接待的对象是神的话，这神的话也就是基督。So
the object of we receive is the word of God and the word of God is that. Jesus Christ.
所以你们搞不大清楚什么叫基督的话，起码你知道什么叫做神的话。
If you don't know who Jesus Christ is, that at least you know the word of God.
圣经里面一讲神这样说，神那样说，你知道神的话。Because
the word of God is in the Bible, is filled in the Bible.
把神的话拿进来接待他的。
When you receive the word of God,
这里就是信他名的人,
then you are the one who believes in his name.
用的这个字，这个字的动词，就是信，相信。Here
we talk about the verb.
所以信是什么呢?
So what is faith? What is belief?
信就是接待，对不对?
And it's to receive, to take.
接待这个字，原来的字是长成这个样子。老方，你不管它是哪，这个是原来的字，这个字的意思是拿来的意思。
This means to take in.
把它拿进来,
to take to yourself.
把它拿进来,
to take in.
为了想拿来给你自己用,
so you can use it.
所以叫做接待,
that means receiving.
你把神的话拿进来,
you take in that word and use it. Then that means you believe in his name. And the word is the Jesus
Christ. Operational definition.
But the physics doesn't matter to which country physical. It's the same to regardless of which country you come from.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他们所用的字的定义是用操作来定义的。
Because the definition they talk about, they communicate, is the operational definition.
比方说，什么叫做时间?
When they talk about time,
那个时间讲不完了，对不对？
Oh, there's a lot of things you can talk about.
我等女朋友的时候过得很慢，女朋友来了过得很快的，那叫做时间。那就是时间。To somebody,
it says when I'm waiting for my girlfriend, the time seems so slow. But you know that kind of talk can go on forever.
The thing that goes slowly while waiting for my loved ones, but goes very fast, which you're right. That thing is called time. 这个不是这样讲的，讲的什么？物理学家的时间是看你怎么测量这个东西。But
for physics, the time is something you can measure.
大家讲的是同样的。
So you talk the same language.
好了，回到 这里来。
那圣经里面讲说，你把神的话拿进来成为你的，叫做信他的名。
So in the Bible it says, when you take in God's words and use it in your life, that means you believe in.
你说我信神，信神，你不读圣经，你没信。
If you say I believe in Christ, but you don't study Bible, then you do not believe.
希望信，不是有多少个 cannot， 你老在信什么？
Actually, you do not believe, you can't believe without reading God's word.
你如果要信，然后你不知道基督是谁，你没有在信。
If you say, I believe, but you don't even know who Jesus Christ is, then that's not belief.
圣经里面信是这个意思，有得救的信心，成为神儿女的信的意思，是我刚刚讲的。
So in the Bible, you have saving faith, you have faith to become children of God.
那我为别的基督徒再加一句话在这里。圣经里说，可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
So, in the Bible, it also says that, we believe because we hear, and what we hear is from the word of God.
信道这两个字用的就是这个刚才这个 zeal 这个 pistis 就是信心。
And
人的信心是从听道来的。
So your faith was built on, from hearing God's word.
记得吗？所以信的意思是把神的话拿进来，这是信心的内容。
So don't remember when you say you believe, you're taking God's word.
所以信不是你信的有多诚，哎呀，我好信啊，不是你信的多诚。
So faith is not how sincere or genuine you believe.
信是看你信的是什么。
That more important is what do you believe?
所以信心的第一个定义讲到它的对象。
So the first definition of faith is matters a lot is the object of your faith.
把神的话拿进来你自己用，这个叫做信它。
Taking God's word and use it, that is faith.
信心在圣经里面有另外一种用法。
And there's another usage in the Bible about faith.
那么这是在约翰福音第二章二十四节里面所讲的。
And it was recorded in John 2:24.
这里面我们知道说耶稣在耶路撒冷行了很多的神迹，所以很多人就信了他的名。
So it says that in Jerusalem, many people believed because they saw Jesus perform a lot of miracles.
信他的名就是还是用这个 pistis 这个字就信了他。
And they believed in him, used the same faith.
然后接下去圣经就说耶稣却不将自己交托他们，因为他知道万人。
But it says, later it says, but Jesus will not entrust himself to them because they know their, because Jesus knows their heart.
其实就是下面一节啊，上面说他们信耶稣，耶稣不将自己交托他们。
And they say they believe in Christ, but Christ said, I do not entrust their faith.
这个交托这两个就是 pistis， 就是信心同样的。
So this is the same thing, the entrust and the pistis.
你也可以如果按照我刚刚讲的翻译的话，他们相信耶稣，耶稣不相信他们，也可以这样翻译，因为翻译是不准确的，准确是交托。
You can say that. In other words, you can say, yeah, they say they believe in Christ, but in Jesus, but Jesus doesn't believe them.
所以信心的第二个大重要的意思就是说，信是一种交托。
So the second more important element of faith is to entrust, to commit.
如果你不会交托，不交托自己，这不叫做信。
If you cannot commit or entrust yourself, then this is not the true faith.
保罗说，我甘心做这事传福音了，我甘心做这事就有赏赐，若不甘心，责任已经托付我了。托付这两个字 ,pistis, 是 steal, 同样一个字。神相信我，托付我，托付是对的翻译，用的原来的字是同一个字。
And Paul said, if I voluntarily preach the gospel, then I will be rewarded. But if I do not want to, I'm discharging the mission that God entrusted on me.
这里讲的 entrust 这个字就是 pistis 就是 faith 就是信心 belief 同一个字。
So the entrust is the synonym, is the same word used here for faith.
所以这是第二动词，就是相信 believe。 所以信呢是交出去。
So faith is to commit.
所以知道了信是什么？信是拿进来。
And so what is faith is to take in.
信是什么？信是交出去。
And faith is also to commit, to give, to hand over.
那么英文叫做 commit 这个字是翻译很好的一个字啊。好了，所以信是什么？信是拿进来，信是交出去。
So hand is, faith is to take in and to commit to hand over.
把神的话拿进来。
Taking God's word.
把你自己的命交出去。
And hand over your own life.
这叫做信。
This is faith.
不然就不叫做信。
Otherwise, it's not faith.
那么在这个交尾声啊 ，commitment 里面，这是提摩太后书里面保罗自己讲，他说啊，我知道我所信的是谁，他这样信心了。也深信他能保全我所交付他的直到那日。
So Paul in the Timothy, in the book of Timothy says, because I know who I have believed, and I am convinced, convinced that the one who I believed will guard my life until the day.
因为里面对他没带出来，说这个是神所给我的事情，所交托我的，因为是你也可以把它翻成。我所交给他的，肯定是他的。我连那个这里讲的主要的 idea， 信心里面跟尾声有关系。
So faith has a lot to do with commitment.
我们家的孩子们，他们小的时候，我常常带他们出去啊 camping 去露营。
When my children were young, we took them out for camping.
那么我们在路上的时候呢，就说外面住在营帐里面住三天，然后找个 holiday inn 进去洗个澡，就是这种露营。
Then we usually stay camping for 3 days and then check in a holiday inn for 1 day to take showers.
吃饭在哪里吃呢？
Where do we eat?
通常是妈妈自己做，不过有的时候会碰到一些饭店呢、中国店呢，很高兴。从前我们那时候中国店很少，就进去吃中国菜。
Then a lot of time my wife will prepare the food that when every Wednesday morning we saw we come across Chinese restaurant. At that time, rarely we have Chinese restaurant.
小孩子一看有没有进中国饭店。大叫不要去不要去 No.
And we wanted I and my wife want to go in but the children did not want.
他们要 McDonald's.
They prefer McDonald's.
那么我们进到中国店点什么东西吃呢？
But we went to Chinese restaurant. What do we order? What's
什么红烧乌参啦
and the sea cucumber, the braised sea cucumber.
鸡扣的不是现在讲的比较有道理，有比较好听一点的话，我们的孩子不说 sea slug。
My children understand sea slug。
sea slug
是
这个东西软软，这个东西有点
像那样 slimy。
slimy yes, that's a very good word。这个东西呢，我们的孩子说 yum， 这好吃好吃。
We think it's a delicacy。
我们的孩子们，你吃一点吗？
So we say we want our children to taste some.
好吃哦
Very delicious.
他们说我相信
They say, I believe.
我相信
I believe it's delicious.
吃一点吗
Want some?
No, no way.
Oh, no, no.
大家有没有相信啊
So do you think they truly believe it's delicious?
他们
也
没有拿进来也没有把自
己
交出去
No.
They
did not
give
themselves, hand over themselves to eat it, to try it.
信是一种尾声。
So faith is a commitment.
是你接拿进对你所接受拿进来的神的话的一种尾声，这叫做信。
It's a commitment to the words that you have taken in, the words of God you have taken in.
所以你就懂我为什么说信不是你会不会、你要不要、你这个能不能的问题，而是愿不愿意的问题。
So it says that faith is not a matter of what you want, what you're willing, that it's not what you want or what you can, but what you're willing, whether you're willing or not.
信不是 I know, 我知道，信不是这个意思。
It's not I know, it's not faith.
在雅各书里说，你信神只有一位，你信的不错。鬼魔也信，只是在你魔鬼也信啊，他也得救，他没得救，为什么没得救？他既没有把基督拿进来，也没有把自己交出去。所以呢，就是真实的信，确实占经。
So in the James it says, yes, it's good that you say you believe, but even the devil believes but shudder.
他知道的很清楚，但他没有办法 commit.
The devil knows about it very clearly that the devil cannot commit.
多少人的信心就是这样的信心，我知道。
Same with a lot of people.
所以你认为你还不知道，你就不能信。
If you don't know if you're this way, then you cannot believe.
你搞不清楚什么叫做信。
You're still not clear on what it
means. 愿意把神的话拿进来，愿意委身在神的话的里面。
If you're taking, if you're willing to take in God's word and go abiding and go follow it, then that's faith.
最后看说你怎么知道你有没有信心呢？
Now we see to check whether you have this faith.
雅各书里讲说，信心如果没有行为的话呢，就是死的，就是没有功用的信心。
In the James it says, faith without deeds is dead.
那么，所以信心是行为，行为是看得见的，信心是在里面看不见的。所以有一个看得见的来证实一个看不见的实存。So
the action is visible. With the visible action, it can validate your unseen faith.
我们看一下信心的实际。Let's
see the true essence of faith.
信心不一样，你真是信了，它改变你的感情。
If you truly believe, then you will change your emotion.
那么我赶今天讲得快一点，就是希望能够到这一个 slide 来。我知道我们师母翻译是非常好的，所以我要来啊，让大家知道一下这个是这一段呢，这个困难的东西，但是呢，很讲出一个人相信的这种角色。师母要看我这个上面，你才知道啊。 你在看的时候呢，从前在唐朝的时候有一个内战。In
the Tang Dynasty, there is a civil war.
这个战打了八年。And
the fight for 8 years.
皇帝逃难逃到四川。And
the emperor was in exile in Sichuan province.
四川是在北，在长这个长安的南边，所以叫做。 外边，南边是外边。It's
in the to the south of the capital.
所以在剑门，这是四川的一个地方的南边，所以呢叫做剑门的外边。So
it's outside of this particular place.
有个人呢，他在那里逃难。And
this one was in exile.
你们有没有看见电视上面这些难民的照片呢？
Right. Have you seen the picture of refugees?
他就是个 refugee， 那么这个逃难逃在那里。
So this is one of the refugees.
他希望能够回家。He
wanted to go home.
他在这个地方见外，就是四川那个地方了。And
at this place,
突然间有个消息传来，And
he heard the news.
就是说在河北北边那个地方呢，官兵打仗打赢了。And
the army had won the war to take back some of the territory.
现在内战要平了，因为那个带头的自杀了，所以呢，这下呢，内乱的平了。So
the civil war is about to be over.
他说，出闻涕泪，涕泪就是鼻涕眼泪满地上。他一听之后，鼻涕眼泪一身都是。Upon
hearing the news, he cried.
为什么哭呢？因为
Why he cried?
因为他听见说。 在北方呢，打仗打赢了。He
cried with joy because he heard this victory over
the
victor, his hometown.
他怎么知道的呢？
How did he know?
CNN 实况广播。Because
CNN had a live report.
那就是个喜马不乱不乱，这是好消息啊，好消息啊，赢了赢了。So
he's trying to spread the good news.
所以这个人呢，他可以有两种反应。He
could have two different reactions.
我看我们这个国家也没有什么办法，看这个皇帝也不生气候，那么哪里打就行吧，八年都没打赢，乱讲胡说。One
can say, this must be rumor. I didn't see any possibility of winning the war with this government and emperor.
或者他一听说，哎，这没有打赢，我们打赢了，我们真的赢了。
The other reaction could be, he said, wow, this is great. We win.
他为什么流鼻涕眼泪流一身就是？Why
he had tears all over his face?
要注意啊，因为他相信啊。Because
he believed.
所以这个信心呢，这个信心，相信这个事情，这句话，改变他里面的感情。And
because the belief changed his emotion inside.
却看妻子仇何在。 漫卷诗书洗浴哈，从天生女人，她不能在外面乱跑啊。那妻子怎么知道说打官司打赢了呢？一定是他告诉他的嘛。
Okay, so his wife does not have those sad face anymore. Then how could she know? It's because the husband told her, right?
所以一有好消息，一高兴告诉一大堆人的，你的什么爸爸妈妈、哥哥弟弟亲，什么好朋友都会告诉他。哇，老张啊，我告诉你啊，一个好消息啊，我得到一个好消息啊，对不对？
So when you heard a good news, you couldn't help. You would run to your friends and family to tell them.
这不是男牧师叫他去做的事情，他自己会做的事情。
He will do this out of his own heart.
因为他太高兴了。
Because he was so happy.
他说：“我看看我的老婆，他还愁苦不愁苦啊？却看妻子愁何在？老婆高兴，漫卷诗书，喜欲望高兴的发疯了。”
And you can see the wife is no longer sad, and this is ecstasy among infilled in this place.
This is 高兴啊
Exceedingly happy.
白日放歌须纵酒，青春作伴好还乡，好还乡。到白天呢，我们大声唱歌，跟刚刚那样，大声唱歌，还有呢，大碗喝酒那样。
We will sing and marry and drink.
青春作伴好还乡。
And it's time for us to go home.
这青春作伴呢，这个是学者的里面讲，就说那个时候听到消息的时候呢，不是春天，为什么是青春作伴呢？
And it says, seems like it's in such a youthful spirit, and it's like a springtime. And why it says?Spring sounds like gives you the season of spring is here.
他要回家，其实是跟他太太一起回家，对不对？
But it's because this is a point.
写诗的人现在多少岁？写诗的人已经50几岁，52岁。
Actually, this poet was in his 50s at the time of writing, but in his heart.
所以他的太太也不年轻了。
And the wife shouldn't be very young either.
现在一高兴跟太太一起回家，叫太太青春了，青春作伴。
But this time when they are ready to go home, their heart is so elated and they become youth again, seems like.
到底唐朝哪个诗人是放歌纵酒的？
Which poet in the Tang Dynasty you know that loves to drink?
大家都说李白。
They say 李白。
举手八下穿不下现象襄阳向洛阳，就是我要怎么回家吧，从这个地方下河，从长江下去，然后上来，然后回家，这个一气哈，这个诗写的非常好，对不对？
Well, it describes what road they're going to take to go home.
杜甫。
This is written by the poet 杜甫。
杜甫从来不放歌纵酒的。
杜甫 he never drank, he never really let himself go.
是蛮 drunk 的。他为什么做这个事情？ Oh, 因为电话不传收集费，对不对？
Why he wrote it like that? Why he drink and get drunk? Because the good news.
他相信了，他的感情不一样了。
When he believed, his emotion totally changed.
说你相信耶稣。
So when you say you believe in Jesus,
跟你的感情有什么关系没有？
Has anything you feel like your emotion be changed?
圣经里面说，是这个福音是一个大喜的喜 ，a good tidings of great joy， 大喜的一个信息。
It's the news of great joy.
Gospel 意思就是好消息。
And gospel means good news.
一个人。信了好消息，得到好消息，绝对是比杜甫的消息更差了啊！
And this news is it can be no less than the good news that 杜甫 the poet heard.
所以我们也知道，有些信耶稣之后是会流泪的。
So some people when they believe in Jesus, they will have tears.
他也情不自禁的要跟别人做见证。
And they cannot help themselves to share their testimony.
他慢慢也知道说这世界非我家。
And gradually they know this world is not my home.
他要准备说半卷诗书，些重要的东西我要带他走的，别的呢就留在这里了，盘子啊、碗啊、锅留在这里了。
And he will discard some of the worldly things and follow Jesus.
相信这样事情影响你的感情。
believe, the faith will affect your emotion.
这是一个 test， 就是你到底有没有相信，你自己来看一看，这个信心有没有落实在你的感情的里面。
This is a test to see if the faith actualized in your life.
很快，信心改变你的理智，改变你的眼光。
And also the faith will change your reason and your perspective.
因为圣经里说，平时为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
Because the Bible says we live by faith, not by sight.
那么，比方说我们都知道了，从前在犹大的山谷中间，大卫与腓利士人这个巨人歌利亚打架。
We all know the same story in the valley of Judah. There is a story about a David and a giant Goliath.
这个哥利亚有9尺6寸高。
And Goliath is very tall, 9 feet, above 9 feet.
他打篮球的时候是把球往下灌篮的。
When he played basketball, he just dunked the ball.
He was a giant.
别人都不敢跟他打仗。No one dared to challenge him.
他在那里骂神的军队,
and he was there just scoring and humiliating God's army.
然后那个大卫说,
and David came along saying, how come no one there?
小孩都不懂事不要动啊。
And David, you shit, don't.
大卫是这样子,
and he said, David said, I'll go.
你就不要以为大卫眼睛不好,
Don't think that David was ignorant of the situation. Or he doesn't see well. He has good eyesight.
他不知道这是个巨人。It's
not that he doesn't know this is a Goliath, the giant.
在他的信心中间，他看到另外一个真实的景象。
But through the lens of faith, he saw something different.
比他眼睛看到的景象更为真实。
Which is more real than what he saw by his eyes.
所以他就说，神必然要把这个大哥利亚交在他的手里，他必然是会打胜仗的。
And he knows that God is the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all to our hands.
信心的意思是让人有把握，知道该做的事情，他能够去做，而且不怕。
And faith gives us the assurance to know what we need to do and not be afraid.
因为他的分析跟别人的分析是不一样。
Because the foundation is different.
所以信心呢，是所望之事的实底。 这里讲的 substance of things hoped for， 未见之事的确据。The evidence of things not seen， 我们没有看见，我们不知道它到底是什么样的一个实质呢？信心里面让我们看见。
The thing that we don't see, that through the lens of faith we can.
所以为什么神一定要信？
So you have to believe, to have faith in God.
未见之事。
Because God is not visible.
有人说信心是一种人接触到神的那个器官。
Somebody said faith is the organ that humans connect to God.
就像人用眼睛看，用耳朵听一样。
Just like you see with your eyes, hear with your ears.
我们用我们的信心接触到神。
And we connect to God through our faith.
你用眼睛，你用耳朵看哪看哪看哪，你看不见，说这个是站在那里，我没有看见，你用错了器官。
And use your eye, you say, I can't see God because you use the wrong organ.
If you use your ear, you cannot see. Then, okay. 你讲的没有错，不错。Where are we? 一定到时候是 next slide. 信心是福音的起头。
Faith is the beginning of a gospel.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，对吧？
Without faith, no one can please God.
神爱世人，甚至将他独生子给他们，叫去信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
God loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
人的问题是，一生出来。
The problem with us is that when we were born,
我们就一天死一点，一天死一点，一天死一点。
We move toward death.
直到终终死掉。
Until the day you finally die.
所以人生出来的时候，其实就像剪下来的花一样。
So when you were born, you were just like the cut flowers.
所以都是往灭亡的路上。
We're moving toward the destiny of
death.
But God wants us not to perish.
叫一切信他的不至于灭亡。
Those who believe in Him will not perish.
反正有生。
And that have eternal life.
下一堂课我会讲一个这一次聚会的主题的信息在里面。 就是说我们信神有神没有神这个概念它跟人的关系是什么，现在就讲。那么神爱世人，因为他爱我们。
And next session I will be talking about a more important theme message that I don't have time.
神爱世人。
Now is that God loves the world.
爱是晚上的这个信息。
And love will be the message for tonight.
他把他的独生子就记得那个 word 赐给我们。
And the word, the begotten son is the word.
他让这些信他的人
And those who believe in him
不至于灭亡
will not, shall not perish.
生命就是让我们出死入生
And we come out of life, a death to life.
这就是信所做的事
This is the result, this is the function of faith.
在1984年在香港机场发生一个事情
1984 in the Hong Kong International Airport.
那个时候还是启德机场，新的机场还没有开好。在那个机场，你说发生什么样事情呢？就是说有一个美国的传道人叫做 Robert Fulton， 他自己所经历的事。
It's something experienced by American missionary Robert Fulton.
这个时候，这个大陆可能已经开了，所以西方人可以进去旅游了。
At that time, the mainland China has opened its doors so the foreigners can go in to travel.
所以当这个Fulton在香港机场的时候，看见一个年轻的女孩子拿了个背包坐在椅子上面哭。
So he saw a young girl with a backpack and crying sitting there.
他就问他说：“哎呀，他说孩子啊，他说你为什么在这里哭呢？”
And he asked her, "Why are you crying?"
他说：“哎呀，他说我是要在这里来旅游的。”
And she said, I came here to travel.
要他从外国的旅游方法，就拿了个背包，一边走一边就说自己走走看看的那种旅游了。
And she just had a backpack and he just walked wherever he went.
但是呢，他说不晓得香港的厉害，他一才进香港呢，他的钱包就被偷掉了。
By the time when he entered Hong Kong, her purse was stolen.
Wallet. 那么，所以呢，他说是从东北没有资源了，他只好回到要回美国了。
And so she didn't have money, so she had to return to America.
那么，但是在回美国呢，他的飞机票是不对的，对吧？
But she couldn't because her airline ticket is not we didn't book the same the correct the return flight.
所以呢，他就在那里standby，一直standby两三天，才终于等到一个位置可以回美国。
So he waited on a standby status for 2 days. Finally, he got one seat.
现在呢，票找不到。
And now she couldn't find her ticket.
甚至哭，他说他们没有票，不许我上飞机。
Without ticket, I couldn't board.
他说你不许他上飞机，那怎么办呢？他说他们随便怎么样都不可以的，一定要有票的。
They wouldn't allow any passenger on without ticket.
这个Fulton就说，他说我认得某某某，说不定我跟他讲讲看，让你先退回去说，说不定说不可以的啦。
Then Fulton said, "Oh, I know somebody. Maybe I'll talk to him to see if we can work out something."
他就勉强他说：“你来，你去跟他谈谈。”
So she went with him. She didn't want to believe in the beginning.
所以他就起来跟他去喽。
So she went along.
所以他就站起来。
So he stood up.
走了两步。
Just walked about 2 steps.
回头一看。
And he looked back.
原来他坐在他的飞机票上面。
Oh, she sat on her ticket.
她一直有那个地方坐在那边。
She had this ticket all alone. She just sat on it.
她以为她不能回家，因为飞机票飘飘了。
But she thought she couldn't go home because she lost the ticket.
信心是每个人的本能。
And faith is our nature,
isn't it?
Everyone can believe.
你问题是愿不愿意相信?
The question is whether you're willing.
愿不愿意把神神的话拿进来, 把神自己拿到你的生命里来, 把你的生命交给他, 你愿意, 你信了他。
Whether you're willing to take in the words of God and live out His words, and if you can, then you can believe.
我通常讲到这里呢, 就是请这些还没有信耶稣的人呢，如果现在愿意接受的，就请他从位置上站起来，让女孩子。
Usually at this point of gospel camp, I would ask those who have not believed to see if they want to believe, they could stand up.
我让你们的牧师做这个事情。
And I would let your pastors to do that.
这是早晨的主日的敬拜。
Because this session is a worship, it's a Sunday worship. And I believe God will bless you all. Let's pray.
主，我们相信你自己的心意，只要万人得救，没有一个人沉沦。
Lord, we believe that you desire all people get saved and no one will perish.
你把得救的信心已经赐给我们每个人。
You have given the saving faith to everyone of us.
求主让我们心里愿意来接受你。
We pray that you will let us have the willing heart to receive, to accept.
求主你祝福这个会场。
Please bless the whole congregation.
祷告感恩之奉主耶稣基督的名。